In the Tularosa Basin, across the land of enchantment and these United States, this is the return of Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Allen Theaters Aviator Tenant Burt Broadcasting. My name is Devil J, glad to be back with you. Does the name Steven Soderbergh ring a bell? Well, he should. He's got some Oscar gold to his credit. He directed Julia Roberts to a statue for Aaron Brockovich. Benicio del Toro nabbed one for his film Traffic, and Steve also got a Best Director for that movie as well. But he's also known for Magic Mike with Channing Tatum. And apparently, Senior Soderbergh fell in love with Channing in that film, along with the rest of the female population of the planet, and cast him in two more films. The Little Scene Side Effects in 2013, and now opposite Star Wars bad guy Adam Driver. Remember him? He played Kylo Ren in The Force Awakens. Well, now Adam and Channing are brothers in the film Logan Lucky. And the title is actually ironic because this West Virginian family has absolutely no luck. Adam Driver's Clyde Logan is missing a hand from a tour in Iraq, and Channing's Jimmy Logan cannot seem to stay employed. But the one thing that they do have is a plan to turn their life around. They're going to rob Charlotte Motor Speedway. Say what? Now, in order to do this, they need the help of explosives expert Bang. Joe Bang, played by none other than James Bond himself, Daniel Craig. Hey, isn't he British? Yup, but you'd never know it because his accent and his acting is that good. The problem is, Joe is in prison. So the brothers have to break him out of the clink, trust Joe's dim-witted brothers, have to have an intricate knowledge of how money gets transferred at the racetrack, and oh yeah, you kind of have to pay attention. And Channing has to do all of this and cannot miss his tiny daughter's beauty pageant. Seriously, dude, all of that in one movie? Way to set the bar for the rest of us dads. Now, it seems as though Mr. Soderbergh has an affinity for heist movies because he's done this once before. Actually, three times before. He's responsible for the Ocean 11 movies. However, whereas those movies had the glitz and the glamour and the shine of Vegas, along with Y2K Rat Pack, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Julia Roberts, and others, well, this film shows off that just because you're a hillbilly redneck doesn't mean that you're an idiot. Most of the time. Yeah, it does poke fun at being blue-collar and from America's heartland, but it does so with charm and wit. The movie's really good. Superb dialogue with tons of intelligent anecdotes and backwoods-spun charm. However, this film is also a slow burn with very little action, unlike the year's earlier bank heist action fest, Baby Driver, which is a superior film. But it does have great, memorable characters, and if you pay close attention, you might see some cameos by some hidden stars. A Family Guy, a man who walked the streets of Bakersfield, and a million-dollar baby, just to name a few. I'm going to give this one 4 out of 5 bags of popcorn, and it's now showing at Aviator 10. Hey, don't forget to check out my page, Pass the Popcorn, on Facebook for an all-encompassing review, movie news, opinion polls, and general geekiness. Again, remember to tune in for your shot to score a pair of passes all day every Monday so you can see Logan Lucky or any of the other great films currently showing. For Allen Theaters Aviator 10, I'm Double J for Pass the Popcorn. I'll see you at the movies.